Pardon me for just existing. That sometimes is a problem. So that's the theme of a fellow. Roberta Fasinelli is here. One of
existing?
My favorites. My favorite Long Islander.
Long Island.
Long Islander. So DougSteffen.com today, we are featuring the story of a fellow who is driving a school bus van. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard the story. It seems to be the buzz in New York. He got fired. Mm. This fellow who drives on Long Island, but he's trying to get his job back. He was a good Samaritan, apparently against the policy of his company. This is one of those things where common sense completely gone out the window. All right, you ready for the story?
Ready.
His name is George Dow.
George Dow.
He was terminated because he helped three policemen during a hailstorm last Monday. He said, this is a story from the New York Times. He said, quote, "I felt this was something anybody would do under the circumstances."
Mm-hmm.
He's 58 years old. He's been driving a minibus for a long time. Seems to know his way around. And so he came upon the problem. Apparently, he had some teenagers in the bus. A bus matron was in the bus. The hail was as big as golf balls last week. Were you on Long Island or were you in the city last week?
I was in Rhode Island, but I heard about the golf ball-sized hail. Yeah, dented a few cars.
Right. Okay, so this guy, Mr. Daw, comes upon a stalled, unmarked police car. And the police car has three. This is in a remote area of Long Island. The car is filling up with water. It's on the side of the road and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So he and this guy driving the bus, it's up higher, so it's not going to flood. It's not going to, when you go, and diesel too, when you go with a gas engine through big puddles and stuff, it's liable to stall out because the water gets into the electrical components. Not the same stuff runs diesel, so diesel is safer to run through where there are big puddles. So anyway, this guy's driving along. The police car has died out. And the water is so deep in this area that it's coming into the car. So he stops and asks these people if he can help him. He doesn't know that they're detectives. He just sees a car with people in it, and it's a problem, and the weather's horrible. So he offers to help. He said, quote, "I felt they were in danger."
Hmm.
His employer is Educational Bus Transport. They did not agree. After the person in the bus matron, reported him, she felt he was endangering the passengers by stopping and picking up these three police officers, so she filed a report, and immediately he was terminated because the company has a policy of not picking up any unscheduled passengers. The boss said, "We have policies and procedures in place to ensure the safety of children."
Mm.
These were three police officers.
Oh, goodness.
How unsafe do you think they might have been under the circumstances? Is there, again, back to the same theory, philosophy, we have an endangered species in our country. Those people who have common sense. No more common sense. Right? I mean, how else do you look at this? He's driving these people around. He used common sense. These guys had a problem. He was going to help them out. He files the paperwork after this woman says he shouldn't have picked them up. And the guy, the boss, says, "You know what? I agree with this woman. You're fired." So he did a good deed, and it cost him his job. What a great example of Americana, right?
Goodness.
Ignorance. Thy name is...
Unbelievable.
In this case, what's the guy's name who runs the company? Tim Flood. How is it that these... I don't know. This stuff makes me furious. It does. It's craziness. And it's, by the way, the reason we have so much trouble all across the board in our country today, because there's no common sense. Individuals who exert, in this circumstance, they're being good Samaritans and trying to help people. We are all here, folks, to help. That's why we're on the planet. We're here to help. But the rules say we're not supposed to pick anybody up. All right, so this guy's not smart enough, especially when it was obvious that they were policemen. Why wouldn't you want to help them out? There's plenty of reason not to like the police, some policemen, police ladies, but that's neither here nor there. Here, these people were in trouble and he picked them up. Do the right thing or the wrong thing? 800-510-8255. Actually, this would be a good Facebook post. And I'm not too good at following this stuff when Jennifer's not here. But I will tell you that it is something that we really ought to be paying. This kind of thing is the sort of thing we pay more attention to, I think, anyway. So, speaking of that and watching what's on Facebook, I just came across some random Facebook posts. All right? Random Facebook postings. And I thought I'd pass them along because I found them amusing. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Roberta, you don't have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, I do. I have a Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. You came around and saw the light.
I saw the light.
Yeah.
I have Facebook kicking and screaming. But you know what? I really enjoy it now. And I connected with some old friends. I couldn't believe it. Yes.
I had dinner last, Friday night with the lady who went to high school with me. I haven't seen her since we were in high school. Found me on Facebook.
Hmm.
Here is Girl Things who writes, seriously, it's 2011. Can we please get some waterproof phones? I'd like to be able to text during my shower.
You know that makes a lot of sense?
No,
waterproof phones?
No.
Absolutely.
Well, waterproof phones do, but texting in the shower?
Texting in the shower, no, but waterproof phones.
You know,
how many
times
do you get caught in a rainstorm and the first thing you do is like you're sticking your waterproof phone underneath your clothes or something, you know?
Okay. So yesterday afternoon on the farm, a couple of customers were walking around, and I had gotten out of my truck. I was moving a tractor around, and I started talking to this fellow about his children and what they know about the farm and what they know about animals, and he wanted to know if he could bring the children into the barn to see the cows. I said, please, that's why I have this place. Come look. And so we were talking, and he had a 9-year-old. Who was texting.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of looked at him, and I looked at the 9-year-old, and I said, you going to take a picture of the cow and send it to your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking to my friend Mary or whoever. I don't know who it was. So get the picture. These kids have never been to a farm before. They're going to see the cows in the barn, and this 9-year-old, maybe 10, more important to text your friend Mary than it is to put the phone away and see what's going on the farm. We are creating zombies. That's what we're doing. They have to text. How many times have you been at a friend's house and the children at the table, teenagers, get out their phones and they're texting their friends while you're having dinner? Maybe it happens at your house. If it does, shame on you. At your house?
Yeah. Kids
are having bandit?
Kids are all... Well, when she's having dinner with me alone, you know, I kind of put my foot down. But, you know, when she's got friends over and they're all texting, sometimes they're texting to each other even though they're sitting next to each other. It's
zombies.
An amazing
thing. Zombies. We're creating zombies. People who cannot relate. I think that was part of, wasn't that part of our poll yesterday? Mm-hmm. It wasn't part of the poll. Yesterday's poll actually was about the Tonight Show hosts. Oh, I needed to do this. I haven't done the results of yesterday's poll yet, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite Tonight Show host? 74% said Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, absolutely. Yeah. Hands down.
9% said Conan O'Brien. 8% said Steve Allen. 6% said Jay Leno. I'm surprised at that. I would have thought there'd been more. 3% said Jack Parr. So Jay Leno's not that popular?
Still
gets good ratings. Better ratings than David Letterman. Anyway, 18 past the hour on good day.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on Beneful dog food and 31-pound bags and get 2 free tubs of Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. And save $5 on ProPlan dog food and 35-pound bags and get 2 cans free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals from Beneful, ProPlan, and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in-store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 25th with your Pet Perks card and in-store coupon.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Davy Crockett. When I was a kid, Davy Crockett was my hero. I had a coonskin cap.
Oh, they
sell
more of those videos.
I had a lunchbox.
Yeah. Can you imagine Doug going to school with his little Davy Crockett lunchbox with his tofu burger in it?
I didn't need tofu burgers.
You would have been kicked out of the Davy
with his organic fruit.
If you guys keep making fun of me, there's going to be serious retribution.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killing him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Checkin' verse, checkin' second verse, check it out.
Ready, ready? Fought single-handed through the Indian War. Till the creeks was wet. And peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Did he just say engine wars?
Engine wars, yes.
The man who don't know fear.
Don't know fear. All right, Richie, keep going. Davy Crockett is the focus here on Good
no
Day.
No kidding,
went
really?
Up to Congress and served a spell. Fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell. And passed up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
Get that first song.
Right. This is almost over.
Yeah, it's the last person.
When he come home, his politicking was done. While the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun. And lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett.
Okay.
The fire.
So here's the 2020 trivia question. Davy Crockett died on this date in 1786. Wait, you going to do the other version?
Yeah, we'll just let it go while you're talking.
All right. So, Davy Crockett ended his life involved in something, and I think people of most ages know the story. Let's find out. 800-510-8255. At the end of this song, which basically surrounded the television show that was on, Fess Parker played Davy Crockett for six, seven, eight years.
He has an awesome winery, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he died, didn't he, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he played the role as long as there was a good story. The story ended on this day in, I'm sorry, in 1836. I said 1786. That was his birthday. He was killed in 1836. What did he do? How did his life end? What's the story? How well do you know that story?
Davy Crockett's life.
Yes.
Okay.
800-510-8255. You know the answer, Richie?
I do not. I don't remember. I'm sure when I hear it, I'll go, oh,
Jennifer,
yeah.
You know the answer?
No idea.
No, okay. All right. And so how did one of the most famous, and this is a real, I mean, this guy didn't just, this isn't just somebody's story. This is a real guy who did all the things that were in the song, probably not quite the way they are demonstrated in the song.
Programming note.
Yes, Rich.
If you dig this story,
yeah,
you'll dig tomorrow
morning and the next hour from where we are right now,
right,
where we'll talk to a guy who has found a book that says proves that Butch Cassidy lived until 1934
and
died of natural causes when it was thought he died in a gun shoot, a shootout in Bolivia.
Right.
So
I told you that before. You never heard me tell you that before?
No, I don't know that I did, but now they have a book who they say the only way the person who wrote the book could have known the things they knew is it had to be Butch Cassidy, and the book was written in the 30s.
Right. There you go. All right, so we fast backward, not forward, to 1836. A story of Davy Crockett and all the things he did with his life, sort of well handled in the song. It doesn't tell the end, the last chapter of his life. It stops before it gets to the last chapter. It sort of says he sets out to explore. Where did he end up and how did he die? And with whom? 800-510-8255. We'll give you some of our e-food, some meals of that great e-food as the prize when you call the right answer. 28 after on Good Day.
All of a sudden, life got too tame.
Communication patterns, intimacy, health, how couples spend their vacation time. We're trying to get a really holistic picture of what goes on in people's lives together. Have you taken the Normal Bar survey yet? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Relationships expert Pepper Schwartz is one of the creators of an ongoing international study. It covers everything from nutrition to sex.
We asked, how often do you kiss passionately? It seems that passion is kind of waning as people get older.
Some information is already being tabulated.
When you get to the older people, it's probably less than a quarter of them kiss passionately at least once a week. Very, very few kiss passionately more than once a week, and the majority of them say they kiss passionately about once a month.
This statistic applies to older Americans. The international data isn't in yet.
I want to know what the French do. I can't wait to get those data. Hand-holding. Hand-holding is one of those things that not just connects you, but literally lower your stress levels, your cortisol levels. It reunites couples. I don't think couples understand how important it is sometimes.
If you want to participate in this survey, go to thenormalbar.com. It's free, anonymous, and you'll get more early results in one or all of its many categories. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed Defensive Handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our Women's Self-Defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Because Jennifer is back, and Richie's back, and I'm back, and Davy Crockett is back. For those of you who missed, we have two different versions of the song, but you found a new one, Richie.
Well, you know how it always drives me nuts when you want to play these songs that are like 60
the
years
moldy,
old.
The moldy, oldy, goody, goldy, smart, rusty, rack of wrinkle records.
The ones from when you were a little kid.
Yes, when I was a little kid. Yeah, right,
well, we found a way to update you with the Kentucky Headhunters.
Really?
Doing a little updated, cool version of your little Davy Crockett song.
How old is this?
Born on a mountain top in Tennessee.
I like it.
Good.
Like it, Jen?
Let's see how he says bear.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Next verse, not the same as the first. Alright, this is Virgin.
Leave your mercy beat alone.
Up through the woods, he's marching along. Making up yards and I'm singing a song.
Who did this? Michael find this?
Yeah, Kentucky Headhunters. That's awesome.
Davy Crockett.
I ask you.
I like this
friend.
How many radio shows would you hear
three different versions of the Davy Crockett theme?
And would ask you to vote. Do you like one, two, or three better?
Right. If I keep playing it, we'll ask that of the people who have called in, Reggie.
I know we will.
Okay. There we go. All right, just keep
it. And a guitar lead, too.
Yeah. We have New Mexico, Texas, Michigan, North Carolina. A lot of Texas callers. I wonder why. All right, hold on. Never mind. Crank it up.
Why do you guess that there are a lot of Texas calls? I'm going to delete the other versions.
Yeah, that's fine. This is good.
King of the Wild Frontier.
This has got a little kick.
It does. Kind of like a chick's beer and cash story from earlier in the day.
That's right.
All right, here's Jim in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello, Jim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Which one of those tunes do you like the best, by the way? Which one of the three Davy Crockett tunes do you like the best?
Well, the last one had the most pep to it.
Yeah.
You like that,
definitely.
But did you, were you thinking of your youth, your ill-spent youth, when you heard either of the other two?
Well, yeah, I remember the old TV show that used to come on.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so the story of Davy Crockett ended where and how?
He died defending the Alamo.
He was at the Alamo with whom? John Wayne, Richard Widmark.
The big soldiers.
Yeah, right. Actually, Davy Crockett was played by John Wayne, and then Widmark played Jim Bowie. And there've been about a dozen Alamo movies, but the one that John Wayne produced and starred in himself was the one that pretty much got the story told, I think, but at least, you know, from the theoretical lore department. But Davy Crockett went to the Alamo when he heard the story, and he lost his life there. He was, at the time of his death, 50 years old. That's all. He'd done all those things in 50 years. Pretty interesting. Pretty
wow.
Amazing.
Did you know there was a version of the Alamo movie made in 2004 with Dennis Quaid and Billy Bob Thornton?
I do remember.
Yes, I did.
Jason Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think it did that well at the box office.
Apparently not. I have no recollection of that one.
All right, so Jim, I'm going to take care of you with some free e-food. Hold on here for just a second. I'm going to do a little survey. Hey, Stephen, which of those three songs did you like the best? Which version?
Honestly, the first one. I got to go with the first one.
He went with the first one.
He's gone old school on this.
Richie,
cool.
Keep track of this, okay?
Okay.
Mike, which version, 1, 2, or 3 of the Davy Crockett tune did you like the best?
I kind of like the last one.
Last one, like that one, okay. Mei Lin, which one did you like the best? Hello?
Aw.
All right, well, listen.
Hey, Lynn.
Joe, which one did you like best, 1, 2, or 3?
Number one.
Number one. So it's number one and number three in a tie now. Thank you. Tim, which one did you like best?
I think I like the second one best.
You're the only one so far, the second one. All right, he likes to say, just to be different, he's being different, Richard.
Yeah.
Richard, what do you think, 1, 2, or 3 of the Davy Crockett tunes?
Oh, you gotta love the original.
The original.
Wow.
Yeah, there is. So that's number one. Number one now eking by number three, Richie.
Yes, it is.
Here's Richard. Richard is in Palestine. How far is the Alamo from you, Richard, in Palestine?
Oh, about 300 miles.
Is it that far away? I didn't think it was that far. All right.
Can this Davy Crockett was a congressman?
He was. We were talking about that before. Yes. Yep.
Oh.
That was after he killed the bar.
Right. When he was only three.
Isn't that why they called the Tennessee Volunteers?
Yes. Yep, you got it.
He recruited some volunteers.
Yep, he brought them out there. That's right. Exactly. Correctly. You have you put the story together correctly. All right, so which one of the tunes, versions of Davy Crockett, do you like, 1, 2, or 3?
I like one. How's Charlotte doing?
Charlotte's doing well. We got a new picture of her. Today's picture on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right, check it out. Thanks, Richard, and thanks for asking. Let's see here. Richard, you still there?
Yes.
Did I meet you when I was in Palestine?
No.
Didn't meet you. All right, because Charlotte was there with me. All right, thank you for asking. It was very sweet of you. Yvonne, which one of the versions did you like, 1, 2, or 3?
What's hello?
Hello, wait a minute. There's an echo. Yes, hello. Hello.
This is Yvonne.
I think I said that.
Hi, Yvonne. This is Rich.
Yvonne.
He's Doug, and she's
Rich,
Jennifer.
Say, Jennifer over there. Say hi to everybody,
nice
Yvonne.
To meet you.
Very nice, yeah.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I like number one better.
Number one.
It reminded me of when my brother and I were kids.
Yeah, that's it.
Aww.
So number one is really pulling ahead here, Rich, you know what you think? Jeff.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's the verse that's missing?
Now, the verse that I remember as a kid when I first heard that song was, his land is biggest, his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all and leading the test by following his legend right into the west. Davy Crockett, da-da-da-da.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Now, we listened to three versions of that song.
I didn't hear it in any one.
I didn't hear that, no.
No, but that was the one I remember as a kid, you know. I certainly didn't create this.
No, but you know what, Jeff? Huh. Because you've done such a stellar job in figuring out, we're going to send you some free e-food. How's that for a deal? All right.
You
will not starve today, at least not on my watch. Which of the versions did you like, 1, 2, or 3 best?
I like number 1.
Number 1.
So number the original TV theme wins.
Yeah.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Disney singers.
Green estate in the land of the free.
Who'd have thought we could have gotten 15 minutes out of this?
Yeah, I would have never thought of that.
When he was only 3. Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
No, we're not going through the whole thing.
No,
we're
not going through
the CNN. Thank you.
I wouldn't have thought we'd have gotten... I wouldn't have thought we'd have gotten 15 minutes.
You know, I was just sitting here to myself thinking, I cannot believe I've let him go with this for this long. But it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, of course it was fun.
Yeah.
All right. I have a new census form. Going to do a special census this year. And the question has come up whether or not I have any dependents.
Depends. You know,
you're wearing depends?
Dependents.
So dependents.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So I've decided this is going to be my reply.
Uh-huh, Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, Charlotte Jennifer
right.
Rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. 12 million illegal immigrants, 3 million crackheads, 42 million unemployable people, 2 million people in over 243 million prisons. I'm sorry, not million. 2 million people in 243 prisons. And the folks who are in Washington, basically,
very good.
Decided to declare that they are all my dependents.
Good answer.
Yes, right? Indeed.
Let's see here. I'm not sure that this was actually accepted. Look at the form. I guess, after I did that, I did push 1 for English. Right. My new census form. Okay, folks.
I like it.
Just a little bit of a hoo-ha. So the take your breath away, I have, you know, I love these, I don't know, these spiritual moments. But they are not headbangers. They are head warmers. I love what I call head warmers. You know how I talk about what life is about and what success is about and how you can handle most every day. There are moments that I will devote to this because I think it's important. It sets the tone. I hope it sets the tone for a lot of people who just may want to think about what it is in life that's important to you. Family, home, security, all those things are important. I find that light is very important. You know how we talk about much of what goes on in the radio world, the radio stations that I'm associated with, in many of the stations, because even though we're on music stations and we're on alternative stations. We're on a lot of political talk stations. Richie, wouldn't you think a couple of hundred of the stations
are
political talk stations?
Yes.
And they deal with heat and not light. I like to think that this program deals with light. And Edith Wharton wrote that there were two ways of spreading light. You can be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. Which would you prefer? To be the candle or the mirror that reflects. And there's not a right or a wrong answer. I think you could be either. And I wonder whether, Richie, you think of yourself as the candle or the mirror that reflects that light in the candle.
You know, that's a funny question. I'm actually, my first initial response is both. Mm-hmm. It depends on who I'm with and the situation I'm in.
Yeah.
Many times I am the candle, and many times I'm the mirror that reflects it.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jen?
I would say both, too, but if I had to pick one, I'd rather be the candle.
Yeah, obviously
the
you'd
source.
Rather be.
See, right. The candle is the source of the light, and the mirror is the person that absorbs, or the object that absorbs that light. And if you're doing a good job, it reflects back. And hopefully it reflects back well on you. I think that's the worthwhile part. That's the takeaway. What do they call it? The teachable moment. Oprah used to refer to them as teachable moments. Two ways of spreading light. To be the candle or the mirror.
Is that kind of like you? Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Unless you're the... Well, never mind. I'm going to spoil it. Think about that sort of today. It's a powerful sort of, I don't know if it's, that's not an idiom, but it's a powerful phrase that you can think about. Life, two ways of spreading light, the candle or the mirror that reflects it. 15 before the hour.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Alex Appel is an Alzheimer's hero.
As a hospital volunteer, my grandmother dedicated her life to caring for people. Alzheimer's took away her ability to care for others, and then eventually herself. So I ran 4 50-mile ultramarathons and raised $55,000 to fight Alzheimer's. I run in honor of my grandmother and the other families living with this terrible disease.
Alzheimer's is a 6th leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Thank you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Much rain in some places, not enough in others, including Texas, dealing with wildfires. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The cruel irony of the weather. Tropical Storm Lee dumping massive amounts of rain on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama a few days back, with the system then moving to the northeast. Its remnants dumping several inches of rain yesterday on New Jersey and other locations still dealing with the after effects of that tropical system named Irene from over a week ago. But back to the south, to a state that would welcome the rain. Texas, dealing with a long drought and now massive wildfires. 4 people have died, over 500 homes destroyed. The Texas Forest Service saying there are nearly 200 wildfires sweeping across the state right now, with about 120,000 acres burned across the Lone Star State over the past week. This resident of Bastrop, Texas, says he tried to get what he could out of his home.
I got the things that are near and dear to the valuables, pictures, bank records. Everything else can be replaced.
Claire Johnson of Bastrop says the town is pulling together to move forward.
There's no self-pity. There can't be, because we're going to be better off than most, but the fact that half of our town is homeless, you can't really think of yourself right now.
The wildfires also burning near Austin, Texas, where residents such as Cindy Ortegon are using social media, Facebook and Twitter, to help displaced neighbors.
It's kind of like a family and friend type of thing, so you wouldn't want to see your family or your friends suffering.
Information about food and clothing drives for those affected by the wildfires can be found at austinymca.org and ucotexas.org. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, stocks posting losses for a third straight session. This is the worst start to a month of September since 1974 for the stock market. The Dow off 101 points yesterday to 11,139. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices dropped 43 cents a barrel to just over $86. That is the sound of a hurricane. In this case, Hurricane Katia, which is losing steam as it churns in the Atlantic. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Katia is now a Category 1 storm with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles per hour. Katia is still forecast to skirt the East Coast sometime between now and the end of tomorrow, bringing tropical storm force winds and a high risk of rip currents along beaches, many of which are still recovering from their recent encounter with Hurricane Irene. Here's some good news. If you're an air traveler, you may one day not have to take your shoes off at the airport. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says it's possible passengers will be able to keep their shoes on at airport security in the future. She wasn't specific about a timeline, but did say the change will occur over time thanks to new screening technology. Couple of closing notes. First of all, when you hear this, who comes to mind? Yes, music from Beverly Hills Cop, and that would mean Eddie Murphy. Well, there's word Eddie will host the Oscars next February. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences making the announcement, with the producers of the Oscar telecast adding that Eddie Murphy will bring excitement, spontaneity, and tremendous heart to the show. Listen, Anne Hathaway was okay last year, but if we never see James Franco at a podium again, it's fine with us. Finally! Something literally out of this world, as the folks at Domino's say they plan to open a restaurant on the moon. The pizza chain's Japanese division has launched a website dedicated to this so-called moon branch project. Domino's says it'll cost nearly $22 billion to develop the lunar pizzeria and another $73 billion to transport building materials. Personally, I'm hoping this is no joke. And the minute the Domino's on the moon opens, I'm going to give them a call to ask if they deliver. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on your first purchase of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's a great way to turn those fall plans into finished projects. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 7th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with any other credit offer or discount. See store for details.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.